Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can follow us on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Our podcast is over there, and many other different features too. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Morning.
All right, well, let's clean up the Minnesota and all this other stuff a little bit here, because I kind of left us hanging a little bit, which we have a tendency to do when we're just talking about briefly some things that we're going to talk on this side of the hour. But the Minnesota governor yesterday, Governor Waltz, Tim Waltz, warned the protesters to refrain from violence and looting after a police officer fatally shot the black man during that traffic stop in Brooklyn Center, but that didn't last very long because they went and looted and tried to burn and set fire to buildings. Thank God the fire department was, like, right there, positioned to do what they needed to do, but they certainly did loot a bunch of stores again.
Well, yeah. So, the facts and the details of each particular case just don't matter. So they've decided to package a response to every single condition, and that's just what they've done. So they have they've even said it's their reparations. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been over in Southeast Asia. He was also in Israel. He, over the weekend, discussed with his Philippine counterpart China's recent positioning of the militia vessels near the Philippines in the South China Sea. Now, I guess it doesn't matter, but China does have more ships than we do.
It isn't just about these fishing ships that have been used as militias and other kinds of obscure military assets that has been challenged, but China has, in sections of 8 and up to 24, have put bombers into Taiwan airspace.
Mm-hmm.
And they started with 6, and then they went to 18. So it looks like what they're doing is they're running what is known as perhaps attack profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And they appear to be doing some lighting pings. So they're searching and mapping air defense systems and, you know, who else is out there in assets. So it's a dangerous thing. Now, Tony Blinken says that he has warned China, and, you know, there's in conversations with, you know, the Philippines and, you know, several other countries over there. I haven't heard whether he's had any conversations with Taiwan or not, but I will tell you, this is, you know, Biden had better, you know, get with his defense secretary, his national security people, you know, whoever else is kind of running the show over there, because this is getting to be really dangerous. For 24 aircraft to be in Taiwan airspace, we have to think strategically about what China is really doing.
Well, they're testing, is, I guess that'd be a good way. They're probing and they're testing.
Well, I think it's beyond that. I think that they're literally mapping out targets. I think they're looking at defense systems. I think that, you know, they're looking at other assets that might be in the area. I think it's a very dangerous time.
Well, you won't get any arguments from anybody in the audience about it, because a lot of people have been paying attention to this. And Eric, of course, in the chat room is on top of this all the time. And, you know, we do play these war games, and I guess we did do an exercise. Didn't we just do an exercise with Taiwan a little while ago?
I don't remember one specifically, but that's not to say that didn't happen.
Okay, but see, is Iran all part of this, too, with what's going on over there?
No.
All right, because we've got Iran over there flexing their muscles, and, of course, they're mad at Israel right now, and they're claiming they're going to retaliate because they believe Israel was the one that shut down their power plant.
That's a very it's a very big thing. This is going to put Iran back 9 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that Israel is not denying it, I think that when Secretary of Defense Austin was in Israel, I think he probably got his tushy kicked a little bit by Netanyahu saying, "You're either with us or whatever, but this is what we're doing."
Okay, and he did speak up and say that we were there to defend Israel no matter what, so he's something along those lines.
Yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the different stuff she does. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okie dokie, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team up there in Washington State. Relief Factor, of course, is something that I take. It's part of my daily regimen a couple times a day. It keeps the swelling down in my left ankle and foot and leg, and it also takes care of the pain that I have there because it goes right to the source of the pain, and it lowers or eliminates it altogether. Now, it's 100% drug-free, and it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. All you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the 3-week quick start, costs $19.95, and you'll be well on your way to getting rid of your pain and being in and getting rid of the discomfort and being able to live normally, at least as normal as you can, because it's been my savior, if you will, non-narcotic. No drugs in it at all. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try and see what you think. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just so happens we have a caller on the line, and I think it's Elliot. Is this Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Morning.
Good morning. I have a couple of quick questions I'd like to ask you, Denise. The first question is, how much do you know about China's battalion of special force made up of 5,000 soldiers that are all officers? What is that all about, 5,000 soldiers that are all officers and supposed to be a part of a special force? My second one is, when Biden took office, he said some awful things about Vladimir Putin. Now Russia's battalion of soldiers are threatening Ukraine. Where's Joe now? Thank you very much. I hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. By the way, there's 80,000 troops Russia's got between Ukraine and Crimea.
I mean, between Ukraine and Russia. They actually set up some interesting clandestine military camps along that border, too. This one's a little more ominous than normal when it comes to Ukraine. And there's very few people that are having any kind of discussion about what is happening there. I did see, although I did not get to read it, but it did kind of cross over my radar yesterday, that the United States is not sending any additional military aid, advisory kind of stuff or anything to Ukraine. So that's very worrisome. As far as the Chinese military, I don't know about their special forces, so I don't want to put out any kind of bad information or any kind of a guess, so I'm not really qualified. I have not looked at that, but I will. I just put it on a Post-it note. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that with what the operatives that China has in the United States, you know, through defense contractors, through academia, and social media and all their other kinds of infiltrations, they know pretty much precisely what they're doing. Their military is as mighty as ours, and in some cases their navy is much mightier. So it's a very, very dangerous time, and let's also not forget that the suggested budget that Biden put out for the Pentagon, it really kind of weakens their operating abilities somewhat, but it's all also a suggested budget. It's not one that's been passed by Congress yet, but this is a very dangerous time, not only in the Middle East, but when it comes to Eastern Europe, otherwise known as Ukraine, and other Baltics, I might add, Belarus, in that region, and then the South China Sea. I would say that, look at the Spratlys. I think for the most part, China has a fully assumed control and ownership of the Spratlys. And Biden didn't give so much as a whimper on that one.
Okay, I have a story here from the U.S. Navy. It just popped up here. As a matter of fact, it's on my Military and Veterans News to be mentioned that the Chief of Naval Operations is considering sending two naval warships off the coast of Ukraine. I believe it's the Black Sea.
Yeah, I think that's already happened, that we have deployed some interesting things into the Black Sea. In fact, I got a text message about that 3 or 4 days ago. So, yeah, we've got – but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, that it's unless they have some kind of operating package or some kind of rules of engagement – I would say that, sending some assets into the Black Sea, isn't much. Although I'm happy that they're there. What are the rules of engagement?
Now, what is going on with Myanmar that, there's this story that's out there that says Myanmar coup spreads west as the U.S. struggles to make impact. West as in where?
Are you talking about Burma?
Yeah.
Myanmar?
Yeah.
I think this coup that happened or is happening is also China's behind this one. I asked an intelligence official that probably 2 weeks ago now, I asked if China was behind that, and the only word I got back was absolutely all I can say. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if you really kind of put on a table what is happening here with some things globally and what's before or should be before the Biden White House, it's not a pretty picture, and we don't hear much out of the Pentagon. And I think that media is not reporting nearly enough or too involved with Major League Baseball and the Georgia voting legislation. So we're in a stupid place.
By the way, folks, if you're concerned about your fish that you eat, say maybe out of Japan, they're going to be dumping treated radioactive Fukushima water into the ocean soon.
Well, I don't think it's a reckless. I mean, they wouldn't do it on a reckless basis. I think it has been treated. So, I would... I'm not sure that it's going to have much effect based on the work that they have done after all these years with sea life.
I have a question here, an internet question coming in from Joe down in Englewood. And Joe's saying, great program. Always appreciate you listening to you and Denise. My question is for Denise. What is Israel up to with this nuclear situation in Iran? Are they as involved as it appears to be?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a simple question.
And the yes is all encompassing. You can be sure that you got the MEK that is working in cadence with Israel. You got the Mossad. I mean, they. I think probably since Biden has taken office that. Israel has probably dusted off some additional files and brought some interesting people back into the fold because I think they're on their own. And I think that they are looking at plans that they once had under the Obama administration because they knew they were not going to get any cooperation there. I think that they had... certainly a real friend during the Trump administration and now not so much. So I think that they're having to, reinvigorate their, let's say national security apparatus.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. By the way, Newt Gingrich is saying that Biden put Kamala Harris in charge of the border because they knew she would not do anything.
Well, she's not. She's clearly not. And now you've got parts of the Biden White House that are in a full-blown panic. First of all, you know, let's not forget that they called out all kinds of assets to help, and now they've gone to all the government to help.
All righty, to be continued. We'll talk to you tonight on Radidio. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back with more in our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A curfew has been instituted in the Minneapolis area as protesters clashed with police for a second night following the fatal shooting of a black man during a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center. Police said Monday that the shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright during a struggle with police was accidental, as the officer involved mistakenly drew her handgun instead of her taser. Hundreds gathered outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department Monday night. Police moved to disperse the crowds after protesters reportedly threw bottles, fireworks, bricks, and other projectiles at officers. And President Biden met with a group of Republican lawmakers Monday. trying to garner their support for his infrastructure package. He says he's ready to talk about how to pay for his more than $2 trillion proposal.
I'm prepared to negotiate as to how the extent of my infrastructure project, as well as how we pay for it. But if we get in a serious conversation about how to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with the 2 campuses they have to serve you, where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. And you will be in the catbird seat for the rest of your life. You can get a job anywhere in the world. Here's more about them right now on Radio.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in Tampa Bay. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And check them out online by going to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour. Now, here's their number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Pick a campus, whichever one you want to go to, and visit, and ask to take the tour of their campus. You'll get a chance to talk to a student or two, to talk to a professor or two, teacher or two, instructor, or You'll also have an opportunity to talk to one of their financial people to get your finances set up. If you're a veteran, they can set you up with your GI Bill. If you're a civilian, they'll set you up with the student loan that you can get. So all of that is there for you to do. All you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. Well, the Defense Department spending will see a small increase next fiscal year under a new budget plan outlined by the White House, with administration officials saying any large spending trims could endanger military pay and personnel support programs. Now, who wins when one part of the force goes up against all of a hostile force? That's the one question that we may see put to the test, because the answer is far from obvious, as we now know that the Chinese Navy has more ships than the United States, but does that really matter? Now, a U.S. Air Force war game shows what the service needs to hold off or win against China in 2030. American officials have talked about the classified war games results just before the service planned to release its physical 2022 budget. Now, nearly 40% of all U.S. Marines are declining to take the COVID-19 vaccinations, according to data provided. The first branch to disclose the service-wide numbers on acceptance and declination was the Marine Corps. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that he had discussed with his Philippine counterparts China's recent posturing of military vessels near the Philippines and the South China Sea. China has got quite a Coast Guard, taking a lot of the older warships they've got and converting them and making them into Coast Guard vessels. And they're all over the South China Sea, patrolling. By the way, India objected to a U.S. Navy ship conducting a freedom of navigation patrol in its exclusive economic zone without its prior consent. And a U.S. carrier strike group and amphibious ready group are now in the South China Sea as tensions increase between Manila and Beijing over a Chinese maritime militia incursion into the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. We'll see where that goes, if anywhere. The Philippines also has asked the U.S. for vaccine help as China tensions are growing. The Philippines is going to restart its military drills with the U.S. as the Southeastern Asian nation seeks to speed up vaccine deliveries from its longtime defense ally. Hawaii-based airplanes, by the way, from the Air Force, including F-22 fighter planes, were deployed to Japan for exercises with Japan forces for the last month. And two U.S. destroyers, this is what I was talking about with Denise, two U.S. destroyers will enter the Black Sea as a Russia military buildup around eastern Ukraine continues to grow. So we're sending two of our destroyers into the region for whatever reason. We'll see how that works out. By the way, the Taliban fired rockets at the Kandahar airfield, causing no damage or casualties, but drawing a swift condemnation from the Pentagon, which said the attack was disruptive to peace negotiations. Well, of course, but they're just letting you know they're still there. And the Italian region that hosts Aviano Air Base, home to the Air Force's 31st Fighter Wing, surpassed 100,000 coronavirus vaccinations since the pandemic began, after the hundreds of new cases of coronavirus were reported there last week. We'll see how that works out. By the way, the U.S. Defense Department and its counterparts in six allied nations have adopted a new agreement to better understand the Earth's changing of polar environments. And in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, the U.S. Defense Department should dramatically increase its funding for biological defense initiatives in order to deter other nations from seeking to exploit America's perceived vulnerability to a medical crisis, according to a new report from the Council on Strategic Risks. We'll see what happens there. By the way, 3 million earplugs have now been blamed for hearing loss in the largest set of U.S. suits. Now, the first trial is underway in Florida as the company rebuts allegations for more than 200,000 service members and veterans that have sold defective products. We'll know soon enough. Joe Biden, by the way, has requested $715 billion to the Pentagon. Now, the fiscal 2022 budget request originally was $753 billion, which was an increase of 1.6%. That included $715 billion specifically just for the Defense Department. We'll see if he gets that money. Now, a lot of things transpire, and one of the things that created a problem a little while ago was the maternity uniforms for the U.S. Marine female Marines. And starting in April, pregnant Marines will be able to purchase better-fitting maternity uniforms, and that's something that's been long awaited. So they're getting with the program, even though it almost created a big mess to begin with. Oh, and did you hear about Muqtada Tlaib, who said that she wants no more policing and she wants incarceration of the police officer following the shooting. Locked a police officer up without even knowing whether or not things are going to turn out. There's an investigation that's going to take place, folks, so don't worry about it. That'll be done, and then we'll see where that goes. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Mixon's Fruit Farms and Mixon's Roadside Cafe. And tonight, I'm going to be down there in Bradenton at the 12th anniversary of the Tea Party Manatee. Now, it's going to be quite the deal. We're going to be out in the pavilion. Going to be a beautiful night to be out there. No rain, none of that stuff. So come on over. The pavilion at Mixon's Fruit Farms right out behind the store, 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Now, our special guest speakers are going to be Sam Sorbo. She is the wife of Kevin Sorbo, the movie actor who played the role of Hercules. Everybody remembers that. And Trevor Loudon, who's an author and conservative pundit. And myself, I'll be the master of ceremonies, but I'll also have a few things to say along the way. You know I will. And then, of course, Tea Party Manatee's famous potluck food. It's great, 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 great. You fill up your plate, and you make a little donation, and away you go. Now, there'll also be a silent auction. If you want to bring an item there to donate to the silent auction, you can, because all proceeds from the silent auction goes to the Tea Party Manatee's war chest for endorsed candidates. So I look forward to seeing you there. 6 p.m. is when it starts. You want to get there about 5 to 5:30. Make sure you dig into the food and grab yourself something to eat. Then you can sit down and listen to what's going on, because we're going to run the show pretty tight from 6 to 8. We don't want to stay there any longer than 8 o'clock if we can help it, because people have better things to do. But it's going to be a great night. And again, the 12th birthday party of Tea Party Manatee. And Chris Markowski, I wish you could be there.
Oh, if it was a weekend, I would love to come down. During the week is very, very tough. I remember doing events out there, and it's a great place. So all of your listeners should definitely, if you get some opportunity, want to enjoy a really nice event in a great space, definitely head on out there.
Yeah, and we're going to have more things going on as we get into the midterms and whatnot. Now, Joe Biden has told American executives that the U.S. needs to invest and lead in computer chips. Well, easy for him to say, right?
Well, again, this is the short-sighted type of thinking, unfortunately, that we have in this country. And it's in corporate America, too, where everything is driven by next quarter's earnings. And I've got to make the numbers for next quarter, next year, when we should be thinking, you know, how's this going to affect the country? How's this going to affect the overall economy 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road? And we made the decision, certain businesses made the decision that it would be smart to offshore major portions of our supply chain. And looking out, I was talking about this yesterday, you know, they want to expand broadband and people want to have better internet access. Chips for internet routers are a year out. I mean, that's how far behind they are. I mean, car manufacturers have to stop production of cars. Computer chips are in everything nowadays. And the fact that we can't make them ourselves is patently absurd. You know, I know Biden's going to jump on this thing to talk about this part of the infrastructure plan. No, the government doesn't have to do a damn thing when it comes to this. These are things that businesses should be putting together. Again, we need leaders in corporate America too that are much more concerned about the long-term future and health of the country than they are next quarter.
Now, Boeing has had another problem with some of their 737s that are being all grounded. 16 of them from one fleet in particular, and some more from another, are being grounded for some more repairs that need to be done. And as a result, the shareholders have had enough because they're having a meeting, and they're seriously considering making some more changes to the board.
Again, it's going to be, you know, it's the old Baba O'Reilly, the Who song there, meet the new boss. Same as the old boss. So they're going to bring in some other, you know, people to their board of directors. Is it going to really change much? Most of these boards are packed with people that are members of the country club. It's a very incestuous group. They all know one another, help each other out. They serve on each other's boards. So quite frankly, I really don't think that's going to do much.
Okay. You know, Central America is being singled out right now for direct money payments to individuals that live there from the United States government. And Joe Biden's administration has proposed sending money down there to the Central American people to keep them right where they're at so that they don't start coming up through the chain, if you will, finding their way to the American border.
How's that going to work? Is the cash somehow going to, a magnet going to keep them there?
Didn't work before.
They're going to take the money, they're going to come up here. Why wouldn't they do that? I mean, that's just going to make sense. So they're just, okay, you know, we're going to stay, sure. Take the money, then come up here. I mean, it's nuts. Handing out cash is not a good thing. What needs to be done is investments need to be made. And, you know, we talk about, you know, our supply chain problems. You know, it would seem to me that, you know, if we're going to offshore, if we're going to do some offshoring of certain supply chains, wouldn't it be better to do it in our hemisphere and bring some of that stuff closer to home? You know, the potential for transportation and moving products from Central America to the United States, a hell of a lot cheaper doing that if it's done properly than it is bringing stuff from China.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of things related to the Georgia voting law. Will Smith and an Apple production that he was making a film in Georgia has been moved out of Georgia because of the voting rights law. They think that that's going to put some pressure, if you will, on whoever, but I don't see that happening.
No, I don't think it's going to change a darn thing, quite frankly. A lot of this right now is just, you know, who's going to be the loudest, who's going to virtue signal the most. And, you know, that's the reality of the situation. And, you know, they're going to keep doing this until it burns itself out and people get bored.
Okay, we've got a question from one of our callers. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Mel, what's your question for Chris Markowski?
Yes, Captain Chris, I'd like to ask both you and Chris, wouldn't it be better if those
people, if they don't like the way that their countries are being run, why don't they stay there and fight for their country if it means by taking up arms and changing the way that, that things are being done down there? If we can send, we should be, if anything, instead of sending, giving my tax dollars away, why don't we just give my tax dollars away in the form of bullets and firearms for those people and arm them? Let them take over their own country and run it.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, first of all, Chris, I don't know if you know this or not, but we've been giving those governments firearms and money for years because there's a lot of drugs that come out of those countries there, correct?
Oh, yeah. I listen, you know, that's, you know, people think that, you know, sending aid in forms of weapons is somehow a good thing. I think, it, quite frankly, it depends on who's actually running the show down there. And more often than not, you get a ton of corruption down there. So you're just sending money and weapons into a black hole. I mean, recently some of the, I think it was Honduras, some of the leaders there were indicted on drug issues. It's a mess down there, and it's been that way for a very long period of time. I don't think we want to get, you know, be known as just, you know, dropping off weapons here, there, and everywhere. I don't think that that's the greatest idea in the world. I like what China's doing right now. Is they're going to different places around the globe, in particular Africa, and they're making investments. They're actually building infrastructure and buildings and trying to develop and create jobs and do things that way. I think, quite frankly, it's a much better way of winning people over.
Well, the Central American countries kind of have two classes, the haves and the have-nots. And the have-nots have no education. They have no real way of going anywhere. Most of them live on pennies a day or a dollar or two a day, that sort of thing. And the other people just continue to get rich because they have the education, therefore they have the money. And that's what's going on. We have that lower structure that is trying to come up here to get a better job and whatnot. And the only way that we can do things, I suppose, and I get this because Donald Trump even did this. He sent them foreign aid to keep them right where they were at.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make is it's the foreign aid aspect. You know, how do you structure foreign aid? You know, and foreign aid can come in various different forms. Like I said, just sending cash or sending weapons, we've been doing that for a long time, and we're fools. That's the definition of stupidity, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You know, you go into various different places, and you become, you know, partners with the people there. You create jobs. That's how you go about changing things slowly but surely over time. Instead, you're going to end up having this money's going to end up in some sort of Swiss bank account.
Okay, my friend, here comes the music. Got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And by the way, I've got Amanda Mackey coming up. Ron Edwards has a day off. Amanda's going to be on the program today and tomorrow. I'm going to ask her what she thinks about maybe building a plant down there, like a blue jeans plant or a shirt plant or a belt plant or a sock plant, some kind of plant.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.